He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the Christmas Eve edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. On this Wednesday, December the 23rd, we've got a mixed market, and it's going the opposite way of recent trend. Today, the Dow's up, and the NASDAQ is just slightly down. Dow up 219 points. That puts us at 30,234. It would seem that the NASDAQ doesn't want to stray too far from that 30,000. Seems real comfortable right around that neighborhood. But we'll see where we go from here. The S&P is up 17, and it doesn't seem to want to go too far from 3,700 right now. It's at 3,704. The NASDAQ is pulling back a little bit. Boy, it's been a speculative move in the market. What I mean by speculative, it's those speculative sectors of the market, the electronic vehicles, lithium batteries, clean energy, green this, green that. It's very speculative. Blockchain, Bitcoin, etc., which is always a bit worrisome when you see the speculative stocks take over leadership in the market. But look, we take it a day at a time here. Guess what? The Russell 2000 is hitting 2,000 today. Mark that on your calendar. Crude oil is up 57 cents, $47.59. Gold having a good day, up $12 per ounce, $18.82. Silver's up 30 cents to $25.83. The all-important Bitcoin, is that a new high? It's up $217 to $23,744. And the bond market, little grumpy today, 0.96. Interest rates moving up. This is Bill Gunderson, and welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got that mixed day going on here in the market today. I have been impressed, or should I say worried, about the big speculative move in the market. It's not Amazon. It's not Facebook, it's not Netflix, it's not Google leading the market higher these days. It's Blink Charging. It's Riot Blockchain. It's others. It's the GBTC Bitcoin Trust. It's SunPower. It's Daco Energy, etc. Just, you know, not exactly blue chip stocks, red chip maybe, way down at the bottom of the pecking order. But, you know, the market, I currently have in my list of B plus or better stocks, I have 1,140. Heck, that's 20% of the entire market that is B plus ranked or better. That is a very high number. Normally, we're around 400 or 500. But there's a lot of momentum in the market right now, and especially in those speculative sectors. A-plus momentum stocks, 971. I think that's a new record. Just 2 weeks ago, we were at 479. And again, where are those breakouts coming? They're coming across the board. But in, for the most part, small cap, micro cap stocks in very speculative sectors. Yesterday we had, the Dow was down yesterday, but those speculative stocks had a very good day once again yesterday. And I tweet out during the course of the day. I'm on Stock Twits, www.stocktwits.com, which also flows through to twitter.com. I go under the handle at Bill Gunderson, And I do comment when I see things that really make my eyeballs pop out. They did vote yesterday on the virus relief package. They did pass it, $960 billion. Then we had some strange occurrences overnight. Last night, President Trump was tweeting out that it's not enough. We need more. Instead of those $600 checks going out to everybody or $700, whatever it is, he would rather see $2,000 stimulus checks going out to everybody. So we'll see where that stimulus package goes from here. But just looking at some of the leaders in the market yesterday, MicroVision was up 50%. It's like a $2 stock. A Chinese new player in the electric vehicle market, JG, was up 41% yesterday. Riot Blockchain was up 37%. LightPath was up 32%. Then, of course, you had all the clean energy stocks, which have really taken off since the Biden victory in presidential race. Clean energy up 28% yesterday. They're a natural gas stock. Fuel Cell was up. Plug Power's breaking out, hitting new highs. Bloom Energy, Ballard. And then, of course, the solar stocks, like Canadian Solar, Jinko Solar, First Solar, Enphase, Sunrun, and on and on and on. They did also pass a alternative fuel tax credit, which extends a lot of the credits for using alternative fuels. Shares of the clean energy ETF have soared over 32%. Well, that's the clean energy stock, actually, CLNE. Shares have soared 32% over the last two sessions. They are going to continue to develop things that run on natural gas. Stock futures this morning were all over the place. Of course, we're up right now in the market. There's some confusion now over the stimulus. President Trump says, I'm asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation. And guess who agrees with President Trump? Somebody who never agrees. The two people never agree, but they agree on this. Nancy Pelosi agrees with the call on larger direct payments. Fire up the printing presses. Global stocks higher as new virus worries eased. Okay, remember on Monday, before the market opened, the futures were reeling. They were down about 500 points. On worries over this new strain of virus in the UK. Well, so far, the major virus vaccine makers, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, have all said that they don't see any reason why the vaccines that have been developed shouldn't work on this new strain of coronavirus. Brexit trade talks are said to be hanging in the balance once again. I've heard this for the last 6 years or whatever it's been. As officials trying to wrap up negotiations today with the UK only 1 week away from leaving the single market. Here's where the discussions are hung up. Fishing rights. Okay. Well, you know what? Cod and whatnot. You got to have your fish and chips. That is the big issue right now, fishing rights. But most of the other issues have been resolved. Meanwhile, France is reopening its borders with the UK for truck drivers who test negative for COVID-19 following a two-day shutdown. So that worry over there in the UK easing back up just a little bit. Initial jobless claims come in. 803,000 versus 875K consensus, a little bit better than expected. That might be helping the markets here a little bit. And Pfizer gets an order for another 100 million doses from the U.S. of their COVID-19 vaccine. And there's some lot of news when we come back in the electric vehicle space. This is another area of the market where, you know, if you just announce that you have anything to do with electric vehicles, the EV sector whatsoever, whether it's batteries, whether it's autonomous driving system, whether it's a new entrance into the cars, this area is just red hot right now. And, of course, Apple stirred things up quite a bit, stirred the pot yesterday or 2 days ago when they announced they're getting into the space. A lot to talk about there when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the Dow up 162 and the NASDAQ down just a scant 8 points right now. Well, Elon Musk has never been one to mince words or either tell tall tales. I don't know if this is true or not. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. Elon Musk says he reached out to Apple CEO Tim Cook several years ago during the darkest hours of the Model 3 program. Musk says that I reached out to Tim Cook to discuss the possibility of Apple acquiring Tesla. That would have been a good marriage, I think, for one-tenth of its current value. So, in other words, Tesla, which is now trading at $644 per share, he could have bought it, Tim Cook, at $64 per share. Well, that's good old Elon rubbing it in. And now, of course, Apple has seen the light on electric vehicles, apparently, and is expected to get into the fray as soon as possible. And, of course, Apple would probably partner up with somebody. We don't know who. It could be one of the Chinese automakers. That would be a boon for a partnership if they were to name one. Those seem to be the names being thrown around the most, like Li or Neo or Niu, maybe even Boyd. So we'll continue to watch that. Tesla is down 8.5% since being put into the S&P 500. Sometimes that's the kiss of death. For a stock, some of the high-flying stocks that enter into the S&P 500. We'll see. Selling pressure hits Chinese EV auto sector after the Apple iCar development. Okay, so what will this mean for Chinese automakers? NIO, Li, XPeng, Kandi, they were all notably lower yesterday after the Apple news. But so far, Apple's quite a ways off from actually having an assembly line and cars rolling off that assembly line. Nikola continues to get nothing but bad news. Of course, it all began when Hindenburg, a short seller, hit them with a piece that seems to be coming truer and truer every single day of a lot of hype there. At Nikola. Nikola had a partnership with Republic Services, which is a big waste management company, to develop the trash trucks of the future, running on clean, renewable Nikola technology. Well, Republic has ended the deal with Nikola. That doesn't bode well. GM, obviously, scaled down their deal with Nikola considerably. And, of course, along the way, you've had Nikola CEO resign his position. and put someone else at the CEO level. But you've just had a tidal wave of bad news from Nikola, Trevor Milton, kind of the disgraced CEO. That stock's hitting $15.41 today after hitting $94 per share in June, from $94 down to $15.43. Where's its support level? Well, way back at where it went public, right around $10 per share. It's currently at $15.44. Alibaba continues to struggle. I sold my Alibaba quite some time ago, and there was a major shift, the political winds blowing in China, away from Jack Ma and towards others, when China stepped in and said, you know, we're going to crack down a little bit on Alibaba here on this Ant IPO. And through regulations and through anti-competitive type investigation, after Jack Ma wrote a piece critical of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and you got Alibaba now hitting, it's down 6% this quarter as Ant Group continues to woo regulators after their failed IPO. I think that's a stock that's best avoided at the current time. Vista Outdoor vaults to four-year highs, as Cowan says, buy. Well, Vista Outdoor, symbol VSTO, designs, manufactures, and markets outdoor sport products and sports shooting products, as ammunition sales continue to just explode. And Vista Outdoor yesterday exploded to the upside, breaking out again. The demand right now is just off the charts. Let's see what else we got here. Well, you know, all of these green energy names yesterday. One that caught my eye, I don't know, I'm going to keep my eye on this. UAVS, they design and develop technologically advanced small unmanned aerial vehicles for the agriculture industry. Now, I see that as a much more, I mean, that's already being used. They're in use right now. I haven't seen any cars or robo-taxis or aerial vehicles fly over me yet while I've been on the freeways or traveling around town. I'm sure it's coming at some point in time. But the farms, it makes perfect sense, you know, to monitor your crops for bugs, to spray your crops, to plant even. Well, you got a company headquartered in Neodesha, Kansas. Got to be the ag capital of the world, designing and developing technologically advanced small unmanned aerial vehicles. Maybe you can farm from your easy chair. I doubt that. But I'm sure with Ag Eagle aerial systems, it can make a lot of that work a lot easier. You can watch your farm on your security cameras and do all kinds of things with their vehicles. You can go to their website, ageagle.com. The stock is breaking out today to a new all-time high. It's up 14%. Boy, you learn the funniest things looking at the market and going through individual stocks and seeing what they do. Another one that caught my eye, and it's also caught the eye of our friend Hindenburg, there was a stock exploding yesterday, Microvision, MVIS. It was the breakout of the day. It was absolutely the breakout of the day. They make miniature laser displays and imaging technology. And Hindenburg has come along and says, we are short this stock in a market gone mad. Well, I'm seeing some of that. And it's reminiscent of the year 2000. In the meantime, I continue to ride it for all it's worth. But there is an awfully speculative move in this market. And Hindenburg says a market gone mad. Well, we'll be right back with more madness. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our Dow up 170 on this Christmas Eve Eve. We're at 30,183. S&P up 15, 3702. And the NASDAQ has just gone positive. How about that? It's up 6 points right now as the NASDAQ has been hitting new all-time highs. All of your major averages, indexes, remain in uptrends for now, otherwise known as bull markets. There will be another bear at some point in the future. We always are watching. The speculative move is a little bit worrisome, but, you know, we'll take it a day at a time here. Another speculative area of the market, gambling stocks. I mean, there's nothing speculative about that, is there? Colorado sets another record for sports betting action. Well, what else is there to do, you know? You can't go out of the house. You can't go out to dinner. You can't go, I guess, to your local pub, or depending on the state you're in. So online gambling seems to be the ticket, especially when you get that stimulus check from the government. Why not gamble it away? Online and retail sports books in Colorado took in a record $231 million in November wagers, according to the state's Department of Revenue Division of Gambling. The tally was 9.7% higher from the prior record in October. It's ramping up. The level of wagers will likely place Colorado sixth in the U.S. behind New Jersey. Do you believe that? New Jersey's now number one in the nation for gambling dollars. Nevada number two, Pennsylvania number three, Illinois number four, and Indiana, the new home of Philip Rivers, who I guess is doing okay there this year. Of course, you've got DraftKings, DKNG, you've got FanDuel, PDYPY, PointsBet, PBTHF, and of course, you got Barstool, which is owned by Penn National Gaming, PENN, which is seen racing to triple digits off of sports betting momentum. Boy, Penn is almost at triple digits. Penn is hitting a new high today, $97 per share. A new FanDuel sportsbook opens up at Bally's in Atlantic City. Bally's Corporation, B-A-L-Y, announces the opening of the FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a place to hang out, betting on Brady, whatever. Bally's Atlantic City Hotel and Casino. This temporary sportsbook is the first retail sports betting operation for FanDuel, which is P-D-Y-P-Y. It's in the app. You can look it up. I think it's ranked number 62, something like that. PDY, PDY. The addition is the first of many planned capital improvement projects at Bally's Atlantic City. Design and construction are currently underway on the permanent and much bigger FanDuel Sportsbook location, which Bally's expects to open in spring of 2021. Now, not to be outdone, Penn National is going to launch its sports betting platform in Greektown Casino, which is in Michigan. Penn National Gaming says it expects to open its Barstool Sportsbook. You ever listen to their podcast at Greektown Casino Hotel? I think that's probably in Detroit. On December 23rd, 2020, that's today, the passionate sports fan in Detroit and throughout Michigan have been excitedly awaiting the opening of our new Barstool Sportsbook. We look forward to welcoming them when we reopen the casino tomorrow evening, says John Drake, Vice President and General Manager at the Greektown Casino. Wow. Bank of America says the launch and growth of sports betting in new states like Michigan, Virginia, and even Tennessee, and potential legislative progress in other states like New York, Ohio, Massachusetts, and Connecticut provides an ongoing catalyst path and momentum in this sector. Penn stock has gained over 260% since the start of this year. Where can I bet a horse in South Carolina? I don't think I can. I haven't tried since I've been here. Maybe on TVG. I don't know. Is TVG blocked here? And so I think I put a couple bucks on the Kentucky Derby. What was left of the Kentucky Derby this year. Wells Fargo picks transaction processing fintech names. You know, that's another hot sector in the market. Now, this is more on the not-so-speculative side. You hear a lot of this, buzzword fintech, financial technology. It's changing the world. The old days of going into the bank and depositing checks and, dealing with an actual teller and whatnot. Well, there's some fintech ETFs out there right now, and they're at the top of the heap of the ETF pile. Who are some of the leading fintech stocks? Well, I'm sure you've heard of Square. My first experience with Square was several years ago with a fishing guide out on the river. I paid right there. I swiped my credit card. It didn't fillet the fish. I had to do that when I got home, but it did make the payment to the fishing guide. PayPal, another fintech stock. We use PayPal for our subscriptions. Shopify, another fintech stock. And don't forget my namesake, Bill.com. How can I not own a few shares of Bill.com? Here's your question of the day. What's bigger than the film and sports industry combined? Okay, we just talked about the sports industry and sports gambling. Of course, the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. Throw in Hollywood with all their films and everything. What's bigger than both of those combined? Video games. The video game industry has boomed in recent years, and the trend is only likely to grow after the release of next-gen gaming consoles from PlayStation and Xbox. And, of course, PlayStation is Sony, S-N-E, and Xbox is Microsoft, M-S-F-T. So you don't have to go chasing speculative names to have exposure to this burgeoning sector, which has now surpassed the sports industry and the film industry combined. Most people, their top picks currently in that gaming industry, and there is an ETF that follows the gaming. I can't think of the symbol offhand, but there definitely is one. It's probably GAME, G-A-M-E, but I'm sure you can find it. A little bit of work. Top picks generally are Activision Blizzard. They seem to be the king of the hill these days, ATVI. I haven't seen much movement out of Electronic Arts recently. Take-Two, of course, pretty good one. TTWO. Gloomobile. Tencent Holdings. NetEase. Those are just some of the players. Talking about other speculation in the market, the streaming stocks. Well, this wasn't around when I was growing up. There wasn't any streaming. No, we had an antenna on our roof when I was growing up. Hopefully, I can remember my dad up there positioning it, trying to get the football game or whatever. Fubo TV, one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Well, and Roku. Roku's been the number one ranked stock in my app now for weeks. While Netflix kind of goes sideways, you're seeing some of these pet competitors come along. And even the Motley Fool is highlighting Fubo TV, F-U-B-O. But you don't have to get off into the hinterlands to get exposure to the streaming business. I talked up Disney the other day. Their streaming business is exploding. I mean, look at how that brings new life to all of the titles and library that Disney has with that $7.99. monthly subscription going out the door to have access to that Disney catalog. Wells Fargo lifts its target price on Disney from $182 to 201. Well, that's picking up the slack while those theme parks are closed. One of our favorite solar stocks, and we currently own several, Daqo Energy, DQ, not Dairy Queen, out of China, now a $4.3 billion market cap company. They ink a polysilicon supply pact with two entities, so they won't run out of silicon in the future. When we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Dow up 187, NASDAQ just barely under the line. We've had a big explosion in our accounts here at Gunderson Capital during the break. We all of a sudden have surged, and I'll be looking into that here in a moment to see where that performance is coming from. Well, I grew up when I was about 7-8 years old. My father was a visionary. He was working at a company in Los Angeles, and he decided to take a transfer down to San Diego. So as a little fella, I got to grow up, go to school in San Diego, and was there when the San Diego Stadium was built in Mission Valley, housing the new baseball franchise, the San Diego Padres, and, of course, the old AFL team, the San Diego Chargers. I saw some great football growing up, those AFL days with Joe Namath and those Raiders with Daryl LaMonica and Kenny Stabler and John Madden. I saw some great Kansas City Chiefs teams with Lenny Dawson and Mike Garrett, etc. Even saw Jack Kemp quarterbacking the Buffalo Bills. And let's not forget O.J. When he played for the Bills. So I saw some great football growing up. And then, of course, the Coryell years came along with Air Coryell. I never saw anything like that in my life. The man was a genius. I have a picture in my office here of Don Coryell on the sidelines with Dan Fouts, talking over their next who they're going to throw the ball to next, and it's signed by Fouts and Coryell. Well, anyways, along the way, San Diego's hometown company, Qualcomm, got the naming rights to the stadium, and I understand, I haven't been back to San Diego for a couple of years, but I understand that Qualcomm Stadium is being torn down, which it's about time. Should have been torn down about 10 years ago. And, of course, San Diego would not give the Chargers a new stadium. They voted it down on the ballot. And hence the Chargers are now in, Carson, California, waiting to share a stadium with the L.A. Rams, with the old Hollywood Park racetrack, where he also spent a few days. I've been there several times with my father. And now we're going to feature the stock, Qualcomm. It's getting an upgrade today. And we totally agree here at Gunderson Capital Management because we have an article out on Qualcomm. Baird is saying that the company is at the center of the unfolding 5G secular cycle. I totally agree. Now, there has been a little controversy lately. With Apple supposedly going to make their own 5G modems inside the iPhones. But Qualcomm still is at the center. Again, we agree at the center, just as Baird says, of the unfolding 5G secular cycle. And, the situation with Huawei getting kicked out can only help Qualcomm. Qualcomm can leverage its technology for artificial intelligence applications in the auto and consumer sector. Well, Baird is coming along with a street-high target price of $200 per share on QCOM. That's a significant price target because the stock is currently trading at $148 per share. Significant upside potential, according to Baird. We would agree with that. Qualcomm is also a dividend payer. You can get a 1.8% dividend yield. Now, Qualcomm, which is in our large cap portfolios, both the dividend and growth and the premier growth portfolio, we have a target price of $292, but that's 5 years down the road. But that meets my valuation criteria of 80% or better. We have Qualcomm currently with 100% upside potential over the next 5 years with no guarantees. That's just how the math works out right now. Qualcomm's been a big alpha performer here, too, in 2020. Over the last 12 months, Qualcomm's up 65%, while the market's up 14%. That's a lot of alpha. Now, Qualcomm really was a dead stock for many years. And then all of a sudden, it got a wake-up call, 5G, and they've become a major player there. We're going to see a massive wave of 5G hit eventually, probably mid to late next year. Over the last 3 years, QCOM stock has delivered 49% per year, while the market's delivered 11%. So the giant has woken up again. Even though the stadium is being torn down, Qualcomm continues to have leading technology as it relates to 5G. 1 year ago, 18 months ago, Qualcomm was ranked number 93 overall. 6 months ago, it was ranked number 61 overall. This is out of 5,586. 2 months ago, it was ranked number 9. Today, it's ranked number 413, as it has lost a little bit of its momentum here recently on that news from Apple. Apple's kind of disrupting a lot of the semiconductor space, saying they're going to develop their own chips. Microsoft has said the same thing, but we still think Qualcomm is well positioned in the 5G revolution. We'll make that our featured stock of the day. We do own it. It's a big holding here at Gunderson Capital. Well, tomorrow, I want to say, is a half day in the market. I got to believe there will be a flurry of trading here into the close. I got to believe tomorrow will be pretty light. And then, of course, market closed on Christmas Day, giving us poor folks in this industry a very rare 3-day weekend. But we'll be working tomorrow, today, and, of course, we'll be back full force on Monday. I'll be doing the radio show tomorrow. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with us, I just can't even believe how many people have flocked to us this year. We must be doing something right. You can call and talk to one of my advisors, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Also, the newsletter, we'll be putting out a newsletter this week, No Rest for the Wicked. That thing will go out probably Christmas morning sometime after we open the presents, maybe even Saturday. We'll see, but it will go out. Check them out. Check out those portfolios. And we're always watching in the rearview mirror for that next bear market. Got to be wary of that. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.